Psalm 136. Psalm 136. The triune God, the author, creator, and owner of all things, expressed to us and given understanding to us by the Lord Jesus Christ, the controller, the ruler of all things. Oh, give thanks unto Him. He's good. And His mercy endureth forever. Now I want us to consider, and I'm going to just tell you right now, I'm going to have to just say some few things about these verses. There's no way that I can in one message express, and even if I could, I couldn't, all the things that are found. But I'm going to tell you what this remainder of this chapter is doing, the blessed message of this chapter. These verses 4 through 26 declare the Lord our God in His merciful and sovereign dealings with His people. That's what's being set forth. He sets forth that everything that He has done and is doing in this world has been concerning His mercy to His people. Now you think about this. Everything's going on. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what form it takes. It doesn't matter what you or I think about it, what the world thinks about it. Let me tell you this. Everything that's going on in this world. Now, I got a scripture. I can back this up. Romans 8:28. All things. How about the Middle East? All things. How about what's going on in this country? All things. Work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to His purpose. Everything that is going on in this world, God Almighty is ordering and directing and guiding and purposing because His mercy. I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. Not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth. God that shows mercy. So if you want to know what's going on in this world and why it's going on, it's because His mercy endureth forever. It's the reason. Now you know if we ever get a hold of that, that settled me down, I believe. If I can get a hold of that. Now let me tell you what's being said in this beautiful psalm. Verses 4 to 9 declares that Almighty God is sovereign in creation. Now this is the first section we look at. 4 to 9 declares Almighty God sovereign in creation. Verse 4, to Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who by Himself, controlling everything. Now you listen to this, Amos 3:6. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil, that is calamity or adversity, in a city, and the Lord hath not done it or appointed it, is what the word means. Done it, appointed it. Is anything going to happen anywhere, and the Lord hasn't done it, ordered it, appointed it? He may use Satan as a means. He may use this. The Lord He worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So I can tell you this. I know that Almighty God alone doeth great wonders. God sends hurricanes and floods and famines. And why? Because his mercy endureth forever. Now, somebody said, well, I don't see how that doesn't matter what you see. What difference does that make? I don't see how that can work. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Let God be true and every man's a liar. He needs nothing from his creation. He alone doeth great wonders. Verse 5, to him that by wisdom, by the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom of God. That's what Scripture says. All things were made by him, for him. Without him was not anything made that was made. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens in their vast expanse. I think about scientists say, you know, the next galaxy is over there, you know, 400,000 light years away. You know, light travels at the speed of 186,000 miles per second, they say. How many miles can it go in a year if it goes 186,000 miles per second? You think, well, look at to him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. You say, why is there so much out there? Why is there so much out there? Here's the reason. For his mercy endureth forever. Romans 11:33. Let me just read this for you. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. It's not for me to know or you to know. The explanation, he doesn't give any explanation to his creatures. He declares that he made by wisdom the heavens, and this is the reason, for or because his mercy endureth forever. To him, verse 6, that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. I began to think on that, and I thought, you know, why does the United States look like the United States? Why does Mexico fit to South America the way it does? Why are the Hawaiian Islands, why do they come out there out of the middle of the Pacific Ocean? Why? Well, the Scripture says, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. He brought that land out of the water, and he put his people where he put them. Put some down in Mexico, put some here, and he put some there, and in Mexico, and he sent some missionaries down there, the Groovers down there, and he put there. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. There were going to be some people born there, and his wisdom, his knowledge, mercy. Isaiah 44:24 says, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens above, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Why did he make the heavens, and why did he bring the earth out of the water like he did? For his mercy endureth forever. Look at verses 7 to 9. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. These great lights that he mercifully made. made the sun. You say, well, the sun, we have to have the sun because it's of its life-giving properties and benefits. I agree with you. I agree with you. But I'm going to tell you something. There is, in that sky, and it rises according to His purpose every day, there is an absolute beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son Himself, the giver of life and light. You say, without the sun, nothing would live. That's right. Yeah, but those are greater than the S-U-N that's been said. And the moon. The moon. There's a witness in the darkness of the light that ever shines in this evil world. There's a witness of Him. Next time you look at the moon, you remember this. There's a witness there. Why is that moon up there? Why does the earth have one moon? And it's just exactly, and it stays right on course, and it's always where it's supposed to be, and it just, in the moon, and it's just in the rotation of the earth, and all that. Why do you see Orion, and why do you see the Big Dipper? Why is all there? There's order. Why? Because His mercy endureth forever. The stars, the great lights, and verse 9, moon, stars to rule by night. You know, these stars, you know, travelers years ago, they traveled according to the stars. They knew about where they were going, and they would, you know, but look at the consistency of His power to maintain all these things. But what a glorious picture of the shepherd, the great shepherd. He guides, directs. There's a witness. The heavens declare the handiwork of God. Nature declares the glory of God. And so therefore, man's without excuse. But God opens His people's eyes and He gives them understanding of these things. And He tells them these things are set forth as a witness because His mercy endureth forever. So I know this, first thing I know, first part of this, you know, that Almighty God is sovereign in creation. He made all these things and put them in order and kept them there because His mercy endureth forever. Secondly, He's sovereign in providence. He made everything. But I tell you what, He rules everything too. That's why we looked at that in verses 1, 2, 3. He's the Creator. He's the ruler. He's the ruler. Look at verse 10. To Him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for His mercy endureth forever. He's the just God. He said, I'm a just God, and I'm a Savior. Look at verse 11 and 12. And brought out Israel from among them, for His mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand, stretched out arm, for His mercy endureth forever. In order. Perfect order. He told them, He said, you're going to be there 400 years. And 400 years later, the day, He brought them out. And it came out according to His mighty arm, His strong hand, stretched out arm. And He moved them according to His will and purpose. And they came out, and the people wanted them out. The reason the people wanted them out, because God gave them a heart to put them out. It went out. Look at verses 13, 15. To Him that divided the Red Sea into parts, for His mercy endureth forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for His mercy endureth forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for His mercy endureth forever. He divided that Red Sea. Hold your finger there. Turn to Exodus 14. Exodus 14. This is what happened. Exodus 14. Verses 19 to 22. Exodus 14. The people are right at the Red Sea. You got the Red Sea on one side and you got the Egyptian army on the other. Exodus 14, 19. The angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud, which a pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud in darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand, on their left. The Egyptians pursued, went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen. It came to pass in the morning, and in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of the fire, the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." What happened was, God sent a strong east wind and divided that sea, and the water stood up, and 2 to 3 million people walked across that sea one night. And God Almighty made them willing to go on out there, gave them a heart, led them by Moses, his spokesman. Why'd he do that? Because his mercy endureth forever. They lived, Egypt perished. Why? Because God's merciful. Look at verse 16 to 22. To him that led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. You know, those are the two kings that when the spies went in to Jericho, you know, when Rahab told the spies, she said, We heard about it. We heard how your God slew Sihon and Og, those kings. She said, We know. That's when she said, I'm going to ask you something. She said, when the Lord gives you our city, when God comes in here and you take over, would you remember me, my family, and show us mercy for the mercy and kindness that I'm showing you? And Joshua said, we'll do it. We're going to do it. You put this scarlet ribbon in your window, and when we come in, your house is going to be safe. You know, get inside the house. Don't go outside the house. Go outside the house, we won't kill you. But she said, you put this ribbon out there. This is what she remembered right here. And gave their land, verse 21, for a heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. He led his people, brought them out of Egypt, kept them in Egypt 400 years. And he brought them out with a strong hand, mighty arm. He led his people through the desert 40 years, and smote all of their enemies and gave them a land of promise. Beautiful picture of this sojourning that God's people go through now. And they were going to Canaan, and the Scripture reveals that we're going to be with the Lord, our great Canaan, our heaven itself. Wherever the Lord is, that's heaven. That's heaven. That's wherever He is. I can't tell you a whole lot about heaven. But I know wherever He is, it's it. It's it. I know there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And it's going to be the earth that the Lord's going to make. The first one He made, Scripture says, it was very good. And it being very good, there's going to be another one made just exactly like it. Because very good. But in that one's going to dwell righteousness. Almighty God led His people. He's a God of creation. Made these great lights. He's God of providence. He directed, ordered, moved, raised up kings, put down kings. Why? Because His mercy endureth forever to His people. And then lastly, He's sovereign in salvation. He's sovereign in creation. He's sovereign in providence. He's sovereign in salvation. Verse 22 and 23, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. He remembered us in our low estate before the foundation of the world. He knew his people, chose his people. That's what he told Jeremiah. He said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. I ordained you a prophet. I ordained you a prophet. Before you were ever conceived, you were my prophet. I made you. I brought you forth. Almighty God, who has everlastingly known his people, entrusted them to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, who has everlastingly stood as the surety. He's always been the one who would answer. And in the fullness of time, he came forth, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. The scripture says, he remembered us in our low estate. We all fell in Adam. When Adam fell, we were all in Adam's loins. And we all fell in him. But Almighty God remembered us according to that everlasting covenant of grace, mercy, and compassion. He remembered us in our low estate. When we couldn't help ourselves, when we didn't even care. I think back, when I think about my attitude toward him, I'm telling you, when I tell you there ain't no rebel in this building that was lower than me, I'm telling you, you talk about a rebel. I'm telling you, and he remembered me in my low estate when I didn't more care for him than a man in the moon. It didn't more matter to me. You talk to me about God, you're wasting your time. But he remembered us. But he remembered me. In our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies. The enemy of sin, Satan, death, grave, and redeemed us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Always loved us. Always redeemed us from the clutches of sin, the penalty of the law. And thinks upon us in mercy for his name's sake. And pities us in compassion. Oh, but in his remembrance of us. You remember this one thing. He's pleased with us only in Christ. Only in Christ. Now our guilt's put away and robes us in his Son, his righteousness. Accept us in the Beloved. Here's the message of 136. His mercy endureth forever. To express and to show mercy, he made everything the way he did. He orders everything the way he did. He saves us according to his purpose and will. And then verse 25 says, who giveth food to all flesh. I'm talking about his people and those that are not his people in covenant grace. All flesh. He's maintaining his people. And I'm telling you, this world is benefiting for it. That breath of air that you just took, that's God's air. What you just had for breakfast, that was God's food. And I'll tell you, that food that was produced by some farmer or some something was produced because his mercy endures forever. And the sun shines and the rain falls on the unjust and the just. Do you know why? because His mercy endureth forever. He's maintaining this world. He giveth food to all flesh, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.